Hello, Lee Bryce.
Hello, Drew. What's going on?
The man who is not afraid of mixed nuts at the bar.
No, I am not. That's true.
How are you?
We're good. We're good, man. It's a beautiful day, and it's been a beautiful day, and I'm just hanging out with my family today.
We're extra lucky because I got to see you and talk to you just a couple weeks ago, but the question I didn't get to ask you, which means a lot now, for everyone here in Chicago, I want you to describe the feeling of looking out on stage after you just found out you won that award.
Man, I tell you what, the greatest feeling of satisfaction. You know, I've been writing songs since I was a kid, and I've idolized a lot of songwriters and artists who wrote songs, and it's the biggest part of my life. And so to stand up there for that award, which you know is a lot about the songwriters, you know, the song of the year, and with my co-writer Liz Rose, it was the best satisfaction I've felt. I felt like, you know what, we did something as a writer, and it felt great.
Because so few people get to be on the stage and look out from there, even from us, I'm always wondering, what is that feeling really like?
They said, song of the year, they said, Crazy Girl. And I can't remember if I said it out loud or if I said it in my head, but I looked at Sarah and I was like, did they just say Crazy Girl? And then I went, did I write that? And am I supposed to go up there?
And she turns to you and says, get up!
Get up! I'm like sitting there and I'm like, am I supposed to go? You know, it was surreal. It was really surreal.
You're the man with the golden touch, too, because you get that, and then a woman like you is number one.
Oh, my first number one. You know, it's another satisfaction, man. You know, we've been doing this a long time as an artist, and we've come close, but never had a number one until now.
I'm thinking that if you haven't already done so, buy a lottery ticket. Okay?
I will say, I swear, man, I always say, I'm the luckiest man in the world, and Mama says, well, no, you're blessed. So,
right.
And I go, you're right, Mama. So I don't think I could be any happier. And yeah, things are just going so awesome right now. It's kind of scary. It's like, all right, what's going to happen bad?
You're, right. You're waiting for the bad thing. Am I going to run out of gas on the expressway?
Yeah, something's going to happen.
And you're only 12 days away from the new CD, Hard to Love.
That's exactly right. And I tell you what, I dug in deep for this. This is a true representation of who I am and who I've been the last year of my life, and I'm so excited about this album, and can't wait for folks to hear it and see what they think.
Things we want to know about Lee Bryce that we didn't learn in Vegas. Favorite app on your iPhone this week?
It's got to be Words with Friends always, but I did find this new one, and it's like memorable wines and memorable beer. So if you're if you're ever somewhere, like, and you get a wine that you love, and you're like, wow, I want to remember that. This is an app, and you can take a picture of the label and put the information where you were, where it came from.
And it'll find where you can buy it.
And it'll it's really, really cool. And, like, you know, that way the next time you're in a restaurant, you're like, man, remember that wine we had? Go into your phone. You can even put notes like, who were you with? You know, what was going on whenever y'all had that wine? It's just really cool.
What song has been in your head all day?
Oh, man, you know what? I heard earlier on the radio, I heard Jamie Johnson, In Color. And I just tell you what, that song,
it grabs you every time.
Kills me. He's one of my friends. And
Lee Bryce name dropping.
Come on now.
I like it.
Come on now.
Well, the song is A Woman Like You. It's number one. That means there is no bigger song in America than that. Your new CD, Hard to Love, on April 24th, and we're just waiting to see you back in Chicago soon.
Well, man, we love it up there every time. It's one of my favorite cities in the whole world, and so I always can't wait to get back to you. So thank you again, and we love you, and we'll see you soon.
And we've got your Garrett's popcorn ready for you when you get back here.
Yes, that's so awesome.
Take care, brother.
Okay, y'all be good.